This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Hey, evil ones, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and this is episode 251, midweek show. Hope everybody's doing good so far this week. I'm going to get right into it tonight. If you listen to Sunday night's show, then you heard me say I was going to do Led Zeppelin tonight for the midweek, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some Led Zeppelin. So I'm going to be talking about their self-titled debut album from 1968. So if you've been under a rock for the past 56 years and have never heard of Led Zeppelin, I'm going to give you a little background on them here. In July of 1968, the English rock band The Yardbirds disbanded after two founding members, singer Keith Relf and drummer Jim McCarty, quit the group, with third bassist and rhythm guitarist Chris Deja leaving to become a photographer. The fourth member, guitarist Jimmy Page, he got left with all the rights to the name, and also what came along with that was all the contractual obligations that he had for a series of concerts in Scandinavia. So he had to get a band together like quick to fulfill these obligations. So he asked seasoned session bass player John Paul Jones to join. And he had hoped to recruit singer and songwriter Terry Reid as his singer, and Procol Harum drummer B.J. Wilson. But Wilson was still committed to Procol Harum, so he couldn't join, and Reid declined, but he recommended singer Robert Plant, who met with Jimmy Page at his boathouse in Pangbourne, Berkshire, England, in August of 1968, talk about music and possibly working on new material. Page and Plant realized that they had a good musical chemistry together. So Robert Plant asked friend and former bandmate from the Band of Joy, drummer John Bonham, to join the group. So the lineup of Page, Plant, Jones, and Bonham did their first rehearsal on August 19th, 1968, which just happened to be the day before Robert Plant's 20th birthday. So they rehearsed and went on that tour of Scandinavia as the New Yardbirds. Now on this tour, they played old Yardbirds material as well as new songs they'd written. And then after the short tour was over with, they returned to London, and Jimmy Page changed the band's name to Led Zeppelin. And I got a funny story about that when I talk about the album cover. Then the group entered Olympic Studios at 11 p.m. on September 25th, 1968, to record the debut album. This album only took about 36 hours of studio time over the span of a month, and that was including the mixing. And Jimmy Page said he knew this because of the amount he was charged for the studio. And one of the primary reasons for the short recording time was that the material selected for the album had been well rehearsed and prearranged by the band on that Scandinavian tour. This album was self-funded by Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin's manager Peter Grant. They weren't signed to a record deal yet, so they had no record company money to waste on extra studio time. And the reported total studio costs were £1,782, which is like almost 40,000 pounds in today's money. And also the self-funding was important because it meant they could record exactly what they wanted without the record company interference. This album was produced by Jimmy Page, engineered by Glenn Johns, who was actually Jimmy Page's childhood friend. And it was recorded live with the overdubs added later. And Jimmy Page did some cool stuff on this album using natural room ambience, and he used some reverse reverb also on this. And he also played what he's known for, his bow on his guitar, a violin bow. And this was one of the very first albums to be released in stereo format only. Prior to this, albums had been released in separate mono and stereo versions. Rest of the production crew, we got Chris Deja, did the back cover photography. Peter Grant is listed as executive producer. George Hardy did the front cover album design. Glenn Johns, engineering and mixing. George Marino did the CD mastering when this came out on CD. And John Davis did the remastering on the 2014 reissue. The album was released on January 13th, 1969. Genres are blues rock, hard rock, heavy metal. Length of the album is 44 minutes and 45 seconds. Released on Atlantic Records. And it charted in the top 200 Billboard chart at number 10, number 6 in the UK, and it has since hit 8 times platinum, so 8 million sold in the US, 2 times platinum in the UK, and it even hit diamond status in Canada with 1 million units sold. Okay, the album art, it is a black and white image of the German Zeppelin Hindenburg, which we all know crashed in Lakehurst, New Jersey in 1937. And the image refers to the origin of the band name itself when Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, and The Who's Keith Moon and John Entwistle were discussing the idea of forming a supergroup. And Keith Moon said, it'll probably go over like a lead balloon. And John Entwistle reportedly replied, a Led Zeppelin. So that's how Led Zeppelin got their name. All right, on to the track list. Side one, track one, we got Good Times, Bad Times. And this was sort of like a commercial sounding track. It was their debut single in UK and the US. Showed their harder, heavier style. Track two, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. This was a rearrangement of a song composed by Ann Brendan in the 50s. And he had actually heard a cover that Joan Baez did on her 1962 album, Joan Baez in Concert. So they rearranged it. Track three, we got You Shook Me, and this was a blues song with lyrics by Willie Dixon. Track four, Dazed and Confused. This was actually written and recorded by Jake Holmes in 1967, whoever the hell he is. This is a very popular Zeppelin song, and this is also the song that Jimmy Page used the violin bow on. All right, side two, track one, or I guess it would be track five. Your Time Is Gonna Come. And this really shows off John Paul Jones's organ playing abilities with the beginning of this song. And Jimmy Page also plays acoustic and pedal steel guitar on this track. And it crossfades into track, what is it, 7? Black Mountainside, which is an acoustic instrumental based on the traditional folk song Black Waterside. Track 7, we got Communication Breakdown, which is their second, well, actually it was the B-side for Good Times, Bad Times. So I guess it was released as their second single. And it's probably the hardest song on the whole album. Really fast. Track 8, I Can't Quit You Baby. Another Willie Dixon cover. And rounding off with track 9, How Many More Times? And this was an improvised version of an old Howling Wolf song, How Many More Years? And this has got some good guitar riffs in it. And there was 2 unreleased songs that were left off the album, Baby Come On Home and Sugar Mama. But they were eventually released on the 2015 reissue of the album Coda. And in 2014, they released a deluxe edition of this album, which included a bonus disc, Live at the Olympia from Paris, France, from October 10th, 1969. And that is the track listing for Led Zeppelin's debut album. And like I said, if you've been under a rock for the past 50 odd years and have never heard Led Zeppelin's first album, I'm going to play some snippets at the end for you. So, all right, the tour. They pretty much did a year-long straight tour. They played 180 shows, all the time writing new music for their and actually recording their second album through all this. So they were busy bees. Well, that's about all the info I got on Led Zeppelin's debut. How am I going to rate this? This is such a prolific album in rock and roll history. Everybody does such a good job on it. John Bonham's drums are fucking magnificent. And Jimmy Page's guitar and all the new stuff he tried when producing this album. I'm going to give it a 4.8. I would give it a 5, but I'm not a big fan of that instrumental that they do on here. So that's the only reason I'm not giving it a 5. So that is all I got for the midweek this week, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. Leave us a review on Apple if you would. Join our Facebook group. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube, and we're on all the social medias. We're not hard to find. Just search the Evil Never Dies podcast, and we will talk to you Sunday. We're finally doing Children of the Corn. I finally talked Carl into doing it, so stay tuned for that, and talk to y'all later. Stay evil, everybody.
a couple of days till she was rid of me. She swore that she would be all mine and love me till the end. But when I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend. Oh,
good times, bad times, you know I've had my share. When my woman left home for a private man, but I still don't see it again.
Yeah,